This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Given very few clues and almost an equally limited amount of time, 14 forensic artists from around the world gathered at the University of South Florida recently to hone their skills while also trying to close some cold cases. For the second year, the Florida Institute of Forensic Anthropology and Applied Science at USF hosted a week-long workshop called The Art of Forensics. Workshop leader Joe Mullins is from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says the process starts with remains of victims' skulls. Scans are made and three-dimensional replicas are created, giving the artists the base for their clay recreations. Other evidence is limited.
The basic information you get from the forensic anthropologist is age range, male or female, ancestry, and those that have, hair or clothing that were found with the remains. That's really it.
The artists then had 72 hours to create the clay busts.
We don't want to rush anything. This could be the last-ditch effort for these people to get their names back.
USF forensic anthropologist Aaron Kimmerly directs the institute. She and her team looked through hundreds of cases in their files and picked out 20 from around Florida and four other states, dating from 1970 through earlier this year. The goal, she says, is to bring art and science together to create three-dimensional models of unidentified victims in cold cases.
Faces are ultimately based on the anatomy. We don't take a lot of creative license, but you have to have those artistic abilities and skills to work with clay, to work in Photoshop and drawing in order to put a face on that anatomy. And so it's a great mix.
Freelance forensic artist Maggie Florence attended the workshop last year, working on the case of a woman whose remains were found in a field in Davenport earlier in 2015. Sergeant David Wallace from the Polk County Sheriff's Office Cold Case Homicide Unit picks up the story.
We had very limited clothing other than a pink hooded sweatshirt that appeared to be a female sweatshirt. We had absolutely nothing but the bones.
A DNA sample taken from the remains and entered into a national database identified the woman as 33-year-old Jessica Rousseau from Central Florida. Florence said knowing her work played a part in the identification triggered a range of emotions. First, joy that Rousseau had been named, then sadness when she learned it had been years since Rousseau spoke to her family.
I had to go through my own kind of grieving process a little bit for her that I didn't go through originally. Hearing the details about her family and seeing her photograph was very emotional for me.
The importance of that work was again evident when what could be the conclusion of an almost 40-year-old mystery took place. As the artists presented their work at the end of the week to law enforcement officials, a woman stared at one particular face in the back of the conference room and sobbed.
We recognize the reconstruction. That's how it led to the DNA confirmation of the victim.
Tampa Police Detective Scott Bullard had invited the woman to view the busts, thinking one might be that of her sister, who disappeared in 1978.
So it's my understanding she got here today and she looked at the bust and saw some resemblances between R. Jane Doe that was discovered in 1985 and her sister, and she believes that the person we discovered may be her sister.
That Jane Doe was murdered and dumped in a field. Now Bullard hopes that a DNA sample from the remains can be compared with one from the woman so she can know for sure if it's her sister.
It's going to be a definitive, it's either going to tell us whether or not it is or is not a family relation.
And giving a family that answer, according to workshop leader Joe Mullins, is the hope for every case they work on.
It's never going to close the chapter on these unidentified victims' lives. Best we can hope for is we want to provide answers. They're frozen in uncertainty for decades. And that's the ultimate goal of this class, is answer those questions and give these victims their identity back.
There are pictures from the lab and a link to the reconstructions and case summaries on our webpage, WUSFnews.org. You can also see more on the work on University Beat on WUSF-TV, Sunday, November 13th at 6 p.m. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.